Yep.
98.1 KZE on the line with me today. We've got Lee Mazzola and Vinny Pomerico, and we are talking Mazstock. I am super excited that this festival is coming back this year. It is one of my favorite local festivals, and I'm just delighted to hear the news. So how are you guys, and how are you feeling? Are you excited?
We're excited. That's much needed, much missed. I have some medical issues going on, so... Vinny's pretty much all in charge this year, so all credit goes to him.
Yeah, yeah.
No, well, no credit goes to me. I'm just happy to get everybody back together after having to take last year off, and it is, like Lee said, something we all need. The world needs a little Mazstock.
Absolutely, yeah. So we're going to make some exciting announcements. We KZE, I'm delighted to announce, is the official station for Mazstock this year, and we are going to sneak peek drop the lineup in just a minute here. But first, I would love to take it back to the beginning. Could you guys kind of tell me about how Mazstock got its start and how it became such a beloved fixture?
Yeah, kind of a long story, but we'll try to make it short and sweet. I was showing a friend of mine my property one day, and we went up in the back, which we call moon base nowadays, and we're looking around. He says, man, you could have your own Woodstock here. I'm like, yeah, I often thought about doing a little something, you know. He goes, well, I have a band. They were very popular in the 90s, and he said they'd like to have a little get-together. I said, that'll be fine. I said, I'll throw down a piece of plywood. I'll run some temporary electric down from my house, and we'll have a little party. Well, it happened to be my 50th birthday party. Mm-hmm. Well, it was going to be a sheet of plywood for the drummer and a few bands. It ended up being, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 bands.
Yeah.
And we built a stage in the meantime, temporary stage. And it just progressed from there. Every year it just got bigger and better. And now we're a full-blown fest.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. It's such an amazing vibe there. It's a beautiful property, for one. It's a full-scale festival, but it feels very intimate and very cozy in a way that not a lot of festivals do.
Yeah, we like to pride ourselves on calling it New York's biggest small festival. So it's the production is great. The bands are great. But people can come there and recognize each other and know each other year after year. There's no security hassling you. The prices are low. We just try our best.
Yeah.
And we deliver, and everybody just pitches in, and we get, it should cost us probably triple what it does, but so many people give us so much good volunteer work and services. And it is a big family reunion and effort every year, and we're grateful for everybody who takes part in it. People who buy tickets, the bands who play, the volunteers, the fire spinners, the vendors. And it's going to be great to give everybody a nice big hug again.
Yeah, I know there's going to be so many people who are so excited to come back after taking a year off. So let's talk lineup this year. What I feel like I should make more of a drum roll or a fanfare of some kind, but but I'm excited. Who's on the lineup? There it is.
Yeah, Lee did it. He almost broke his desk, but he did it. So I'd like to, you know, so... We did our Blind Faith ticket sales, and they were very successful. We sold a ton of tickets, so we should have announced the lineup already. But we shout out to my friend Brian Bramley, Chez Designs, who designed the flyer. We wanted to wait for that before we made the announcement. So what we want to do is give everybody one last chance at buying Blind Faith tickets. At least at that price level, but we'll give you the sneak peek at the lineup now. So if you use discount code KZE on your weekend passes when you go to buy Mazstock tickets at mazstock.com, your pricing will still be Blind Faith tickets, although your eyes will be open to who's playing this year. So just wanted to hook you guys up for all the great work that you've done for us. You know, Andy and Katie and UMK and Rick. You guys are a really great station. I've been listening a lot lately, and it's a really nice mix. And you guys really do celebrate musical diversity.
Thank you so much. And so do you. You know, that's one of the things I love about the lineup every year is it's always something different, something unexpected, and a lot of love for the local bands, too.
Yeah, we like to give a lot of love to the local bands. They get it. They understand. You know, they don't, you know, there's no green room demands or radius clauses. Or we like to try and push bands to the next level versus, you know, trying to find people who are well-established already and come with hefty price tags, which, you know, then makes our prices go up too.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're really happy this year to be doing a mini version of the event where it's just a couple nights but 3 days worth of camping, easing back into it after taking last year off. And and we just got some good mainstays and a couple new spins on some beloved performers that play at Mastock. So remember, discount code KZE, and without further ado, I'll give you the lineup.
Here we go.
So headlining, we have, as always, the Mastock All-Star Band. That will be on Saturday night. And that's an amalgamation of members of Alpha Male Gorillas, Di Moriarty, Jason Gisser Band, Jester's Edge, the band Space Dragon,
Bloody Shame.
Yeah, it's just a big
and me
and most of all, the best front man of all time, Lee Mazzola.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be on Saturday. Also on Saturday, the only band that's played at every Mastock ever, Alpha Male Gorillas.
Awesome.
That's my band and my friends, and you know, it's like home field advantage for those two bands being there, you know.
Yeah,
even
totally.
When we're not good, people love us. But we usually bring it pretty hard for Mastock.
Yeah, of course.
And now for the band I'm most excited about. On Friday night, we are doing a tribute to Radiohead, the Black Star Ensemble.
Oh,
which
fun.
Is, comprised, yeah, yep, named after the song Black Star, and comprised of Di Moriarty, TJ Santiago, Joey Ricci on the drums, Sean Fitch on guitar, Dave Heinzinger on bass, and we got some special guest Nicole DeLoy, I believe, is going to be playing some electric violin, and perhaps a few others. So really great Radiohead band. They've only played one gig ever, and it was at the Ellis, and they packed the room out, and it was a Radiohead experience.
Hell yeah!
So it's a nice twist on a great alternative rock band that we all love. Coming back for the first time in, I'm going to say probably 7 or 8 years, we have Dylan Doyle Band. We'll be back.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, we can't wait to hear Dylan rip it. I've been following him and watching what he's been doing and catching him when I can, and he just keeps leveling up and up and up. He's really, really something.
Yeah.
Cold Flavor Repair will be there.
Natch.
That's Andy Gladding's own project with that all-star lineup, always revolving, always... Never know what to expect, what you guys are going to bust out. We will miss you, MK.
Yeah, I know. I'm bummed to miss it.
But if you can show up on Saturday, that'll be Friday night. So if you can show up on Saturday, you can sing with whoever you want.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, you're awesome. We also have the Jason Gisser Band will be there. We have Jason Gisser's new band, Jester's Edge, which is... how can I describe it? It's like these guys are heir to the Soundgarden throne. That's how I would call it. I mean, powerful vocals, hard rock, metal, just so badass. And I'm excited to see them on our stage. On Friday night, we have Hollywood Herb capping off the night, and he's going to be debuting original music from his new album coming up, which will be under the banner Big Bad Baragon. But we're billing him as Hollywood Herb for insurance purposes. I'll leave it at that. And you know, we have Ramona Lane coming back.
We love those guys.
Yeah. They always bring a good party and a good crowd. Fred Zeppelin will be in the house.
All right.
And for those who are seeking out the Funky Horn Dance Party, that is the band What?
Yeah.
Will be there. Yeah. What will be back. Nick Roberts' project, Viper, will be back, just hitting you with the 80s hair metal experience.
Nice.
Yeah. Nick Roberts and family are a fixture at Mastock. And shout out to the Roberts family and all the help they give us and all they do for us, especially Damon, Timmy, Sal, and Tommy, and all their kids and wives. And then we have Charter. Mike Charter has played at almost every Mastock also. He'll be doing a trio version with some original music with his wife, Miss Snell. And last but not least, playing on Friday night, Sonic Source, which is they played probably the last 6 years, and they hit you with everything from hip-hop to jam band to hard rock, everything in between.
Awesome.
And you know, we're a one-stage event this year. That's why we call it Mini Mastock. We wanted to, you know, just give ourselves a little breathing room, and you know, not slam you with 4 days and 35 bands.
Sure.
And just ease back into it. But we will also have DJ sets in between when the bands are setting up. DJ Rodan, Poppy Tibbs, New Father. That's why we're calling them Poppy Tibbs this year. Congratulations to him and Adele. DJ B Nice, who bought a ticket to the event and is playing the event.
Aww.
I reminded him he didn't need to do that, but he said it's all for the family. So thanks, buddy. And Saizani will be there also. And that is the musical lineup over 2 days. That'll be Friday night and Saturday night. Campers are welcome to come start camping at 5 p.m. on Thursday night. The vendors will be set up on Thursday. And everybody can stay till noon, you know, early afternoon on Sunday. And then we're kicking everybody out and hoping everybody's going to help us clean it up this year. That'd be great.
All right. Well, if there's any festival where that could happen, it's definitely Mastock. And I love that's a fantastic lineup. I love that, you know, you're so keeping it in the family this year with, you know, so many bands that you've worked with over the years. And, you know, I think it's truly going to feel like a family reunion this year.
It is. And it's great. It's great when everybody, you know, just knows where to go and what to do, and they know their place. It makes it a lot easier on us because, as you guys know from throwing your own festivals, you know, be it Flavor Fest or the one on the Farn on the 8th there, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And people don't realize what goes into it, and everybody thinks it, you know, it makes a lot of money, and it doesn't. And it's not about that. It's about the love, and we're happy to give the love and receive the love back.
Yeah.
And that's why we do it.
Well, we love that you're doing it, and we're so excited to be a part of it. Again, we're talking Mastock, which is, we didn't even say the dates. What are the dates?
That would be August 21st and 22nd. That's the dates of the music, but weekend pass holders are welcome to start camping on August 20th at 5 p.m. That's when the gates will open. And, you know, we have, you know, we're seeking volunteers and vendors, so anybody who's interested in doing that can just go to the website and get more information there. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. We're really PTF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mastock.com again is the website, and you've just heard the lineup announced. It is truly all stars of the Mastock family and beyond, and you can still take advantage, thanks to Lee and Vinny, you can still take advantage of the Blind Faith pricing when you go to grab your weekend passes at Mastock.com. Use code KZE and get that same pricing as the Blind Faith tickets. So thanks for doing that for our listeners, and we're going to be set up, you know, the KZE camper will be on site. We'll be live broadcasting and streaming on the Signal Riot stream. And yeah, we're just psyched to be a part of it.
Yeah, actually, we're going to give you guys a whole stage this year.
Woo!
The stage we're not using is going to be the KZE 10.
So, this is the big leagues.
Yeah, you guys are going to get special, you know, good setup for interviews or, you know, play by play, you know, whatever you guys want to do. So we're super grateful for all the love you've given us over the years, especially Andy. You know, he got us internet at the field. He's never charged us for anything. It's just, it really is huge. He's become such a fixture to us. So best news ever that, you know, he and his wife bought a radio station, and I really love what you guys are doing.
Thank you so much, and likewise, and yeah, I'm looking forward to it. That's Mazstock returning to the Hudson Valley in August, and Mazstock.com. Again, use code KZE when you grab your weekend passes.